The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Well, all right. Hello, everybody. March 6, 2017. Time is rolling by here. So. Risa will not be with us today. She is doing an audition. Good luck, Risa. I don't know if she's trying out for a ninja part or whatever. Well, whatever it is. Good luck, Risa. Okay, what do we got? Whose birthdays are it? Well, you know, I didn't really check the birthdays today. I know it's Shaq's birthday. And for the baby boomers, Rob Reiner, if you remember Rob Reiner. And who remembers Bud Abbott and Lou Costello? Anybody? Yeah. All right, so it's Lou Costello's birthday, March 6th. Would have been he was born in 1906. So anyway, you know, guys, we're moving right along here with this. Well, you know how it goes. It's the weather situation. It's the news. It's all the stuff we're dealing with. And, you know, if you choose to watch the news, like I watch a lot of the news, I don't know if it's that good for you. Sometimes it's more relaxing when the TV goes down. And you don't have to deal with it. It's like on those days when the electricity goes out, all of a sudden you find the family members, your family friends sitting around talking, which is kind of a rare thing today. We have a billiard room and we would put candles around, whatever, you know. But that's one of the issues that's been going on. Up in the north, a lot of power outages. I'll get into that with my news reports and everything. But it's been a lot of tornadoes, a lot of stuff going on. We'll touch base with all of that in our hot topic segment. But yeah, Risa stays busy. She's going on the auditions. She's got the shows. And speaking of shows, the Eric's show is hitting. You know, it's really getting out there. The Radio Boomers live show is getting out there, but The Easy Talk Live is making some real headway there. So anyway, we're going to be covering a lot of that.
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
You know, there's so much I like to cover it all, but you know, I congrats a lot of congrats to Eric, all the hard work he's doing the easy way, and you know. So, you know, Risa does the hot topic, and what she does is tech time. So I'm going to touch on a little bit of the tech time stuff. I'm going to give you 13 of the top tech gadgets that are on people's wish lists. So people wonder, what's the latest? What's out there? Well, this is some of the things people want. Number one is Google's new Pixel phone, and this is a Business Insider article I found. So I give them props for that. Number two is the PlayStation VR headset. Now, that'll set you back about $400. And number three is the Mega Man Pixel Pal. Okay? Pixel Pal. Now, this is all tech stuff. I don't know. So, number four is Google Pixel, the 5-inch. And five is Doppler Labs Hear 1. Okay? Out next year. It's a learnable concept. And then we got spectacles. Now, a lot of people will see that. I find this kind of interesting. I haven't really tried it, but I'd like to check this out. Spectacles. Sunglasses made by Snap. They are supposed to be a fun way to share your world on Snapchat through entirely different point of view. Then you got Nintendo's NES. Now, this has been popular. The NES Classic. And there's such a demand on Amazon that the unit is a real hot ticket item. It's a little bit hard to find. If you can't get it, you can hold out for the new Nintendo Switch. And then you got the HoloLens, H-O-L-O Lens. That's a popular item on the wish list. And Apple's jackless headphones. A lot of this, you're starting to see game systems without all the cords. I kind of like that. And then again, the NES Classic comes up. I think it looks like one of the old Nintendo boxes, but a little bit more high-tech. And then in-ear headphones are becoming very popular, different types. The Pixel phone, and so Pixel phone and the NES Classic, they've been coming up a few times. And then number 13, they wanted all the Pixel phone, the NES Classic, third time picked on the list, and Xbox One S, and there's a couple of them for you. So anyway, that will get you an idea, and now we're going to move on to Jim's Hot Topics. Drum roll for Jim, and that's me. So I'm going to move on and give you some of the news updates. I can't touch on how there's so much stuff going on. You know, you hear about all the issues with the politics.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-2- EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, and I'm going to have a couple on here. I'm going to have Eric and Penny Latham, and I'm going to have some people on here. We're going to talk about so much. We're going to talk about the magazine. I'm just going to hit you real quick with a couple of the news updates here so you know what's going on. Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, they're recovering from all the tornadoes. And basically, it was the most severe they got hit in 48 years. So a lot of damage down there. And we got some, Northern California, Seattle, more
next
snow
year,
in the Rockies. And 23% of the U.S. is covered in snow. Anyway, Southern California is doing fine, sunny. Northern California, a little bit of rain, but I think we're out of the drought or getting close to it. San Francisco, hail. And South Florida is dealing with wildfires. So anyway, just touch on a few of that, a few of the things. And we're going to bring in Penny Latham and Eric Zulli, Easy. And we're going to touch on a little bit about what it's like to make a magazine and all the other situations that are going on. Guys, are you with us?
Hey, I'm here.
Hi,
good
Penny.
Morning.
Hi, Penny.
How are you, Jim?
Wow. And, I just have to sit here, and I'm so amazed. You are such a hard worker, and you guys have been putting together the magazine, you and Eric and Corey burning the midnight oil there. And
Corey Bowden is amazing. He's amazing. He really did put the hours in.
Last night, it gets you, it's a little bit confusing because it was early this morning. You actually got
4 o'clock.
Push the button.
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Time.
It was like the ball drop.
Yeah,
I felt like it was New Year's Eve, we've been working really hard, and Eric, I'll tell you, Eric is amazing. He's such a great team leader. I was so impressed from the time I got involved with the magazine, just how supportive he was with everybody. It didn't matter if we had oops or if we had great moments. He was just right there. He was very, just level-headed, and you know, it really truly shows what a great leader he is. And that's why I think this influencer title to the magazine is really going to catapult, and people are just going to be so grateful to be a part of this movement. And Eric, you're there,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Hey guys, I was on the phone, and what's up, everybody? Radio Boomers Live. I was on the phone with. There's so many people just going nuts on this Easy Way Access social network and this magazine. And I love my team. That's all I got to say.
People see they see the iceberg out there, but they don't realize, or a lot of them do, I guess by now, that 90% of it or more is underwater. And when you see the magazine and when you see the site and all that, the part that I'm relating to is an analogy that's underwater. It's not really underwater, but it's all the hard work that goes into when you finally see the red carpet event or you finally see the magazine. Believe me, behind the scenes,
you've got some
tired, bloodshot-eyed people that have been working very hard.
People, and we were supposed to release this magazine in January, you know. People at the end of January is when it was supposed to release, but every single time I'd see it, the team would look at it, and it just wasn't right, you know. Like, we didn't want to release this thing until God approved it, you know what I mean? Like we just kept looking and I'll tell you, my dad said a prayer and he asked for help. He asked for more help, and we were blessed with Corey Bowden. You know, we're blessed with an amazing. I mean, this guy is. I have to just shout him out. I mean, he does everything. He does everything on the computer. Web design and app design and coding and InDesign and anything that we're design. He's like the king. You know, and you know, same thing with Ian and Saskia. They did a great job assisting everything. And Penny, you're I don't want to say a beast, but you're very strong at what you do. You know, and you know, I mean, this is just so. Yeah. This is so gratifying, though, to finally have it out and published. And our cover, man, I'm just so thankful to have the person that's on our cover. People don't – I mean, he's not like a superstar in the spotlight person yet. Now he's on Easy Way Magazine, he will be. Hint, come on, brush my shoulders off. No, I'm kidding. But you know, Brad Lewis was introduced to us originally through Reggie Williams. Reggie Williams introduced us to John Colbert, and John Colbert introduced me to Brad Lewis. Now, Brad Lewis is the CEO of Agora Advantage, which, guys, you can check out Agora, A-G-O-R-A, Advantage.com /EZWayBiz, B-I-Z. And we've partnered with them in exponential ways, and they have 11,000 something CEOs behind them, and they are the number one business solution provider. They really are. I deal with a lot of business-to-business companies. Shout out to all the affiliates we deal with. But there's something special about Agora. There really is. And they are partnered with the Easy Way Visa deal, and then God just opening up some incredible, incredible doors. So, guys, go to Easy Way Magazine, letter Z, easywaymagazine.com. And subscribe and just check out the magazine. And people have been anticipating this forever. People have been hitting me, and it's out.
This is a who's who. I mean, when you look at the speakers and all the people that are in the magazine, it's like meeting just a large group of people when you meet one of them, because they're so connected. And you know,
they are.
But we're talking again about, okay, you see a magazine.
And I also want to shout out. I forgot. You know, Gucci. Gucci with Gucci, you know, Gucci Designs, Aurimio, he made the cover. He designed that
and
cover.
And Dante Obligation, too.
Yeah, I mean, let's go through the list. Sorry to interrupt you, Dad, but I know we only have a certain amount of time and on the
Eric,
radio,
I know
and
when you get on, I kind of sit back and listen.
Well, yeah, Eric, I just
so
want
much
to
the radio bummer's
thank you myself. I want to say a quick thank you to Brad because, you know, yes, I know that he's on the cover and everything, and that has to be – you know, such a wonderful feeling to, and also, you know, you have, it's a double-edged sword, you know, you get nervous about all the things that go with it, but he has been extremely patient with all of us, and, you know, we are so grateful to be able to display and to represent him the way we are, and anyway.
Well, shout out to everybody, man. Eugenia Kosminia,
from Bad Moms.
Everybody
Tina Michelle, Aaron Young, Michael Jackson's, the late Michael Jackson's nurse, Fred Smith. I mean, you just go down the list. We have a special shout out at the end of the magazine, as well as the credits and everything in the beginning of the magazine. Show us the fans. Like, honestly, I cannot wait to see what happens with this thing, because the share button is going
to.
We're going to get the award on issue, on ISSUU issue, which is our publisher. We're going to get the award for the most shares. I know it. And I mean, they have Success Magazine, Entrepreneur Magazine, Forbes Magazine, every magazine you can possibly think of. And I know, with our fans, with our supporters, the Easy With Fam out there, I know we're going to get that award. I can't wait to see how many times people press that share button, because people have been anticipating this for the last 3 months. It's been such a buildup,
Right. They've been waiting in the wigs for sure, and I want to say thank you to Nick too, because he's been sitting there watching us grill away all the
time. I bet he's been cooking up those pizzas for you, so you have energy as we were doing this, right?
Yeah.
We're waiting. But people, the thing we were talking about was the magazine is supposed to come out at a certain time. Well, this is our second magazine, so it's still a learning experience, but it's what Kenny and Eric and Corey and everybody, you're kind of striving for the perfect magazine. You eliminate any mistakes, the pixels, the pictures. There's so many things.
The thing of it is, it's not the Jesus magazine. You know what I mean? It's not the God, the G-O-D magazine. You're never going to have perfect. You got to have some flaws.
It's a learning experience.
Well, with every masterpiece, you always have to see a flaw, because if you can't see a flaw, you can't grow. And that's the way it is with any art. And I think that this is an art, and it's also, it's kind of right brain, left brain, because you have all the analytics and you have all the different contributions that are, telling you facts and figures, but then at the same time, the artistry of composing.
Exactly. And I want to make sure people know exactly what this magazine is about and why you're going to want to download the EasyWayMobile.com app. It's on Android and Apple, and I think it's on Amazon. You just Google EasyWay app, EasyWay Mobile. But that's how you really get to the magazine. And this magazine is literally like the Forbes of the social media influence world. Like, we have these amazing influencers that get paid big money to do workshops and consult. The articles are just amazing. I mean, you're really going to learn a lot from this magazine, and the people are just all good people. But the really serious beauty about this that makes us different than everybody else out there is there's a social network that you can be a part of to actually interact with these influencers as well. You can actually network afterwards. We literally, have our own secret social media society, Facebook. It's amazing, the business you can do afterwards. And I mean, we've already had 4 testimonials. We've already had people connect with one another and do this and do that. We've been invited to 15-something events. Yeah, and then Easyway.tv is attached along with it. So if you want to watch the visual aspect of things, if you want to subscribe and get to, but this connects you to these influencers, man. And these influencers that are doing it the easy way don't mind it. They want to support you. They want to help you. They want to give you advice.
Right.
They want to meet you at these events,
And there's a reason they know where they're at, here, how they got there, and their tips and tricks. And this is something you want to listen to several times, because even while I was doing the magazine and going over everything, and Penny, you and I were going over articles, checking for things, and you start going back and reading it again, because you're picking up a lot of cool tips and tricks and things,
I mean, let's look at this. We have Voice America, the founders, the CEO, the man himself, Jeff Spinard, with over 300-something radio hosts and shows. And I mean, the massive 3.5-something listeners, million listeners a month. And we're creating a whole influencers network, another radio station, another channel with EasyWay. We have the West Coast Speakers Coalition with Allison Hildebrandt Larson, who's also a celebrity contributor and host for us.
She's
got all this.
That woman's incredible.
She's beyond amazing. She's got all the stages. You know, she's got all the stages for people to inflict and outreach their voice with. Summer Helene, who's with Paramount Executive. I mean, she's been in the studio atmosphere for a while. She's got all the studio stuff on lock, so the distribution. We got John Carr with the Charitable Giving Foundation.org, which is like a mall for charity. You know, I mean, and this, all this stuff is just gravitating around Easy Way. So, and then we have Easy Way, which is the social network. Everybody's going into that social network. You sign up and you connect. I mean, and I want to shout out a couple of specific members too. You know, Celebrity Real Estate Power Couple has a page in there that shows you everything that they got going on. Immaculate. You know, we have Celebrity Pizza Guy. We have Emily Latran, who's a author, speaker, leader. She introduced us to Sharon Lecter. Now Sharon Lecter is a part of our tribe, and she's a user on the social network. You know, we have Claude. They're doing Christian films. They're building their own kind of Paramount type deal for Christian films. You know, we got Bill Brown, who did his call. I mean, it just never stops. You know what I mean? I'm just so beyond excited because I've been watching this grow for the last 14 years, and it's all coming together now. The American Cancer Society, Relay for Life support. I mean, you guys got to go to the magazine and really think about this force. You know what I mean? Like, we're Saturn in this ring that's just going around us. You know?
Eric, I don't think it's hit us yet. I really do. I think that, you know, we've created this thing and we've got all these people coming together, and when things start to erupt and all this business starts to intermingle, it's just going to be such an energy and it's
and good
all
energy.
Good.
That's
all
the thing.
Good.
You know,
it's all good.
You know,
people.
Penny, it's a good energy. That's what I like. The people, all the people are just good people.
It's a good vibe. It's a good feel. And then I want to shout you out too, because you stayed up with us and you really proved, I mean, we're talking about 80 pages here. Yeah, probably a good 75 something written pages with columns and things that needed to be looked over. And I mean, you really hit it hard in the pavement with us. And it's just a good gratifying, you know, feeling knowing that the readers that read this thing, it's going to help them. And we're going to keep records too. We're going to keep the case studies and literally show you guys on social media. This is what happened to so and so as they got involved with EaseWay Magazine, EaseWay Access, EaseWay TV, EaseWay Radio. You know, this is what happened with this contributor who met this contributor, who met this influencer, and the doing it the easy way, how it made a difference for the world, you know, and how it easy way cares, how it gave back. We're influencing the influencers to unite together to guide their followers and make a difference. It's incredible.
You know, well, yeah. That
you can have your show back, Dad. Go ahead.
I'm trying.
Yeah, there's your show. We gotta let it.
You know, people say, yeah, I heard you on the show going, it's just trying to get a word in there, folks. Anyway, but, you know, the bottom line is you have a magazine and you're reading articles that really make sense. And you know, I found myself slowing down on the punctuation and grammar and going back and just, you know, absorbing the article. And, hey, this is kind of interesting stuff. Allison's article Let me tell you this too.
So I have had so many like these are mega hitters. These are big people, got big followings, big subscribers. They're on stages. They have television shows. They have their own magazines. I mean, we're getting like the major organization. We already have 15 something business to business organizations that we are involved with, but we're getting more now. You see, what's happening is the contributors, the people that are involved with EasyWay, they're enjoying the success, they're enjoying the EasyWay movement, they're feeling it themselves, they're bringing in more. And I got to give another extra special shout-out to our member, Emily Latran. I mean, literally within a day, she signed up yesterday. She's already brought in the leader of this major speaker's show called this thing and this CEO over here and this major person over here. I got 7 follow-ups just on Emily alone. And that's what's happening is people are getting excited and they're bringing in their stuff and they're bringing in more and more. And Penny, you got your work cut out for you, man. You better get some sort of, I mean, you're the nutritional person. You better invent something to give you some extra, you know, added super sleep motivation or whatever, because you're going to be busy.
Between catering with CPG, we'll be doing good. And don't forget, the reason why we're all fighting for space is because I now Eric has us doing radio, so you know that's what happens. You know, you try to get your words in.
The radio airtime.
You know?
the radio airtime, I must say, Easyway Broadcasting has its own radio station, okay, and our two main shows is Radio Boomers Live, which we're on now, and the Forget About It show, which,
Forget
by the way,
it.
I'm sorry to say, Dad, but the Forget About It show is beating you guys in ratings. Not much. But
okay,
it is,
we're tired. We're just a tired. We're a little slow.
Well, your baby boomer show.
Maybe we need to come on his show more, you know.
Yeah, and then, so we have a lot of events too, guys. We have we're doing the big launch, all right. So March 18th is our big Influencers Unite event.
Yeah.
You can go to easywayevents.com/INFU, the letter U. Okay, that is the site, and all the board members from the West Coast Speakers Coalition is going to be there. My celebrity friends are going to be there.
Fantastic.
All the people from Voice America, people are flying in. I mean, we got 20 something tickets sold. We got sponsors. People are paying more than $2,000 to have spots just to speak at this event. It's incredible.
It's a private elite affair, but what's cool, it's on a little island, guys. It's on a little island in Dana Point. You drive.
It's
going to
be
at
the break,
so
water.
We can't wait to do the catering.
Oh,
it'll be so
nice. Fun. And there's
going to be
good food.
Well, I want to shout out the venue. It's going to be the Breakwater Events, OC.
Breakwater Events.
.com location, which is also an official partner of Easyway now.
And guys, very exciting. We got a lot in there, and it's going to be great. I mean, I'm really looking forward to this, but I've been learning a lot of stuff just from reading some of the stuff. But guys, I got to break this off because we got Carmen.
No,
here.
I want more airtime. Hold on. One more.
No,
thing.
We
want
it.
We want
it. I'm telling you.
Special giveaway. Special thank you to all the fans, all the readers, all the listeners, anybody that supports Easyway. Guys, if you text the word EZ, letter E, letter Z, WAY, no spaces, EZWAY to the number 21777. Okay? You can be eligible to win an opportunity to be in Easyway Magazine, to get an interview by Easyway TV, to get a blog, to get on the radio. You know, we're going to appreciate you guys through our sections, Fans Choice and Easyway Fam Spotlight. Okay, we're going to really appreciate you guys. You're amazing. But, okay, I think it's time for Carmelita's Corner. Or
Carmelita.
Is it tech time?
Yeah,
Jim,
thank you so much for having
Carmelita's
me
Carmelita's Corner.
And it's been fun.
I went over tech time, so let's get Carmelita in.
Carmelita.
All right, well, Carmelita, so without further ado, guys, thank you so much for listening to our rambling and everything that we're doing. Here is one of our Easyway Magazine contributors, I might add, who has an amazing article.
Yes,
you should definitely check it out.
Carmelita Pittman.
Carmelita Pittman with Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Isn't it great to be here another day and to celebrate in every way? And we've got a lot to celebrate about. Oh boy, I heard all about the Easyway new magazine, and boy, oh boy, we've got something really great coming our way. And also coming our way, I have a wonderful, fantastic guest. He is one of the members of the Platters from the 80s, and his name is David Bakar. Good morning, David.
Well, good morning there, Carmelita. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Okay, very good.
Did you hear that applause?
Yes, brings you back to the good old days.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of great days ahead of us. So let's get to the nitty-gritty. You have a wonderful musical history behind you. Can you share one or two of the highlights of your musical career?
Basically getting started off in Chicago, where I met a manager and took me on to the East Coast. And thereon, I uh, experimented and played a lot of the club dates until I went into Vegas and I met a fantastic gentleman by the name of Buck Ram, very famous team behind the Platters that got the Platters off and running. It was the coordination of Buck Ram and Jeannie Bennett. Very strong team, and I mean, there's such history. You know, I didn't realize what a history there was even before that I arrived there in the 80s there and joined up with the Platters. I didn't realize, I knew it was a very famous group, but not until we started traveling and going to the various cities as well as the international spots that I said, boy, these people really appreciate this music here. The Platters came from a long classic hits such as Only You, and they were forming up in the around 1953, and whereas Buck Ram was putting the group together, and he was a lawyer, you know, but he was also an arranger and a music coordinator that he had worked with some of the big bands, and so he had some really strong experience. He knew what he wanted and what would basically sell. So he stayed with the program until in 53 he met a singer by the name of Tony Williams, and so and Tony Williams he brought into the grouping there, and that was the thing that started to change up the whole scenario of the group. And he also added a female singer there by the name of Zola Taylor. And so they came into being by 1955. They had the first hit in the likes of Only You, and so that really got it started off. They were first being covered, they were considered somewhat of they came into an era of where the rock and roll was just getting started with the young teenagers, and so it was a different kind of a sound. But Buck had some really good arrangement sense, and he thought that he would experiment with a distinct blend of rhythm and blues and harmonies, and put that together in on the same kind of era as the Mills Brothers, and so they had that big hit there, and they had the first acceptance among the U.S. White audience. And it took them a little time because as soon as they put out that "Only You," it was covered by other white groups, but lo and behold, before you know it, it went from number eight to number one, even though it was being covered. And they followed that in a couple of years, about a year later, I think, with another hit, which was The Great Pretender. So they were off and running. Very, very famous group. We would go to, I remember our last tour that we went to Australia, and what always stayed on my mind was the fact that we visited all these various cities as well as the large cities as well, Melbourne and Sydney, and people would bring out their younger children, 12 and 15 years old, and we would ask the question, they don't know this music, why you bring out your younger kids, we want them to appreciate this. We want them to appreciate what we so really appreciate, and the lyrics and the this is real music. We regard this, and I was really somewhat amazed because we here in the United States we're so quickly getting rid of what's next, and these people they know how to keep hold of what they consider as really goal meaningful things in their life. So they wanted their children to be exposed to the Platter sound, the Platters music, and this kind of music that we rendered. So you're looking at quite a quite a retinue there of song materials. I think they had about 40 hits there throughout 1955 and the through the 60s period. And so I realized, geez, I'm really with a really meaningful, fantastic, well-known grouping here, because every place city we would go to, people would there wouldn't be a missing seat. They would fill up the entire groupings, you know, entire halls. Well, I guess I'm talking a little bit too much, but.
Oh, listen, David, you're one of those guests that I don't have to really probe too much, because you really, really hit the nail on the head. And you're boiling down so much history in just a few minutes. So I hope that the listening audience is appreciative of what you're doing for us.
We had four number one hits and gold records there throughout this this period there, and even with the hits that they had, they could come along and pick up and old standards such as My Prayer, Harbor Lights, Twilight Time, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and basically reinvent these songs, and the people just loved it. They put a different arrangement, like I say, Buck Ram had really an arrangement acumen about him, and even though he was a lawyer, he also was really much interested in music before he got into the real business, you know, and so he put that all together, and not only the United States audiences, but the British charts just went mad for the Platters. This was sound unlike they hadn't not heard of them. They a lot of them, they referred to it in Britain as well, Tony Williams' voices. This is what we call an earthly. It's a sound. That's how they described his voice. He had that tenor quality that that people had not been really exposed to. And so, along with that, with the harmonies that that came along in the background, this was quite a new and fantastic different sound for the audiences. And I know when I got to Las Vegas there in the 80s there, a guy that impressed me also I was a guy by the name of Sonny Turner. This was another singer of the Platters that took over after Tony Williams left in the in about 1963-1964 from the grouping to go off on his own, and basically they inherited another singer with another fantastic tenor quality named Sonny Turner. And I saw Sonny Turner at one of the hotels, and I went and saw him a number of times. And I was so influenced. This guy was like even with his voice, he could dance, and he put on a show like you would not believe. And it was another form of not a James Brown, but real quality, real classy kind of a sound quality. And if you would just turn on any kind of computer there and check out Sonny Turner, he's still singing. I saw it recently. He's still singing.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness. I've heard of Sonny Turner. I had no idea.
Oh, he's
doing
fantastic.
His thing, yeah.
The voice is still, I mean, he doesn't dance as much. You put that in his act, but the voice is just as genuine now as it was before. And so the Platters always had some really top quality in the grouping, and I remember even when we had a little changeover there, and we went to Australia, we incorporated another singer, and he was a graduate from with the degree in music, and he had a tenor voice that I used to go get goose pimples there as I'm standing near him, and he's finishing off the song, and the crowd would stand and applaud, and I was I would hear this each and every night, and I would be just as influenced as the as the audience. So it's quality, 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 yes.
Okay, well, listen, you know, we're looking at the clock. I wish we had more time, but it's getting close to the time where we say sayonara or adios or whatever language you want to use. But I want to thank you so much for coming on as my guest. And we've got a lot going on. As I had mentioned before, the Easy Way magazine was the topic of discussion prior to our interview, and Eric has given the call letters for that for people to tune in.
I've also enjoyed singing with you there. We did something about a year or so ago, Carmelita, at the gate in Encino. I've always enjoyed entertaining with you. You are a classic yourself. The uniforms and the show. You're really a show oriented type of person. We're going to be doing another thing this Sunday there.
We're going to be on the road again. Actually going to be celebrating my birthday as well. I would like to invite everyone to come out and see David Bakar and Kevin Sasaki, and yours truly will be doing a duet with Sharon Benson on guitar. And I brought my guitar back out again, David. After all these years, I've dusted it off. I did a recording some time ago that was produced on a record label that was promoted in Las Vegas, and I'm going to, you know, get back into that form of music again, but I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, I'd like everyone to come out Sunday at the gate. It's located on 16925 Ventura Boulevard. That's just one block west of Balboa in Encino. Yes. 91316 is the zip, if you want to get your Google Maps out. And there is adjacent free parking. And the cover is $12. And both David and I are you're probably going to have some tickets too, aren't you, David?
Oh, yes, yes.
So our fans can come and ask for us, and then that way we will be credited for those ticket sales, and my portion is all going to go to the Rose Breast Cancer Society. In addition to the cover tickets, there is a $12.50 minimum for food and beverage, and they do ask for a 18% tip, which is the going rate now of most of the restaurants. But anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful location. I always enjoy performing there with Charlie Harrison's wonderful band, and he's going to have Gerald Ballard and Jimmy James with his creation of the double conga drum, which is actually also in the Smithsonian. So come on out, have a good time. The doors open at 5, showtime at 6 o'clock, and we'll see you there, God willing.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. We do it the easy way. And we know it wasn't that easy for Eric, but it is for the rest of us. And I'll tell you what, this is getting exciting, guys, and you got to remember, I'm the type of guy that I am still amazed by the television set. How does that thing work? And with this technology, I'm learning, you know, so it shows you can learn. Like, I got the iPhone, and I'm pushing buttons, and I'm getting faster. And, you know, it's pretty cool having access to all this. But anyway, I wanted it. There's so much going on, and I don't have all the bases covered, so I was just... If Eric is still available, if you're still out there in the airwaves, I'd like you to pop.
I'm always available.
I'm
at, when I get to talk about Easy Way and help people, I'm always available. Hey, Dan,
you have to do this
at your own risk, because when you ask me to come on, I take over every time. All right, go ahead.
I noticed. I just wanted to let people know that I told them to kind of be on hold for the show today, because there's just so much going. And last night at 2:00 in the morning, and I'm telling you, this was a grind, because we're going over and having it done and going over it again and readjusting the articles and the, you know,
I'm going on 1 hour's sleep, but let's bring in the, I want to give a special introduction to the celebrity real estate power couple, which, if you want to know about real estate, if you want to buy property, if you want to sell property in any way, if you want to know about film, if you want to know about television, you want to know about entertainment, you need to check out CelebrityRTC.com. They're awesome. One of our top members for Easy Way. Welcome to the show, Angelica JP. Countess Angelica.
Hello.
Count
JP. JP are on with us. We got their actors, models, production experts, real estate. But, you know, for me personally, it's the real estate thing. And when I talk to these people, after all the years I've been doing this, I'm still getting inside tips. So, hi, guys. And
hello, guys. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Welcome. And,
thank you.
You know, Angelica, JP, sometimes, I mean, I'll
hang in
there.
How did you let them talk and tell all the audience who they are, Dad? Shh, it's their turn. Quiet.
That's it.
Okay, I'm muting you now. Sorry. Say bye to Dad, guys. All right, Angelica, JP,
hey,
sorry.
Eric, how's it going?
I'm good, man. The show's yours. Airtime's all yours. We love you guys. Have fun.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, it's nice to hear from you guys and nice to be on your show again. So what a nice, heard. Just ask me questions. Yeah, we do real estate. We do commercial and residential. You guys can find us, sign up for our website, celebrityrpc.com. We also have a magazine. And if you want to promote your businesses, your talent, you can also send us some resume about yourself, 100 words and pictures we can promote in our magazine. So we're trying to promote our magazine. Is about entertainment news and news in real estate. So it covers everything. So we didn't want to be boring. Real estate.
Oh,
is
no,
fine.
It's not boring at all.
Boring.
Are you kidding? Not boring, no.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do have a tendency, JP and Angelique, to leaning a little bit towards the real estate part of it, you know, and are people moving into bigger properties, smaller properties, or maybe they're more comfortable with renting, you know, and where the trend goes. But on the other hand, you do have your March 30th movie premiere coming out, and I want to hear about that too, and your website, your magazine. You guys have so much going on. And now, do you both flow in the same direction, JP? I mean, Angelique wants to, well, maybe she wants to deal a little real estate. Maybe you want to say, hey, you know, let's put that off a little bit. Let's go do this. Or maybe it's the other way around, because I know you're both
well,
on real
estate. A juggling act.
The juggling
She's
act.
She's more the real estate person. I'm more the artsy person. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's,
but,
well,
you know, real estate is good, is great. But we also, I'm, you know, real estate because I like it. And also I like to be artistic too. So it's just both. I can do both. You know, I'm excited about everything. You know, I'm excited to go to events and meet new people. I'm excited to do something, you know, very artistic. I'm also artist. I do paintings and being part of an artistic family. Yeah, I wanted to a little bit talk about, yeah, real estate, great. If anybody have any questions, any concerns, decide to move.
I got a question.
Turian.
My hand's up.
Yes.
My hand's up. I have a question. How about JP and Angelique doing a real estate movie?
Oh.
I mean, something to do with make it a put an exciting twist in there. What it's like when somebody, you know, you got a couple looking around and thinking, you know what, let's and they're driving through
a
neighborhood.
Is it a comedy
maybe.
Or a drama?
Oh, you kind of have a little bit of, you know.
It'd be a drama for sure. It could be a horror movie though.
you know, a lot of stories. One day I will write a book about real estate. It's just never.
My version would be the horror story, I think.
Okay, okay,
it's
guys,
so
I got a
stories.
Question for you.
Yeah.
All right, JP
yes.
and Angela, got a question. Now, I watched some of these shows, and you got the couple in Alaska, you got the couple in Montana or whatever.
Yeah.
Or down in the bayou, right? And they're looking for a property. And the guy says, oh, check out that, you know, house number three. I really do like the man cave, and I like the view.
Right.
Unfortunately, the lady, you know, the wife doesn't want to walk up 3 miles of stairs to get up this unusual place way up in the hill or drive 10 miles out through a muddy
exactly.
road. And the guy says, oh, I don't mind it. So what? How do you guys balance that out when she wants one thing and he wants another? And it's hard to find the middle ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
Usually just give him a card to the lawyer.
No. It's, he's joking, you know. It's usually, we actually dealing with couples all the time like that. We disagree for a while, and then we find some middle part. We always find somewhere. We meet somewhere.
Well, you
kind of
have to be mediator as well in
real estate. Yeah, you just, like, show them everything, and then we finally decide, you know, there is no other way. This is the way. You know, if the wife absolutely...
So they do it the easy way, then.
We'll do it the easy way, but in the end, Angelique, what you're saying is,
in the end, the woman gets her way, right? Is that what you're saying?
In the end, the guy shuts up, basically.
Not necessarily. It all depends who is seen.
But it depends,
you know,
how long they've been together, too.
No, it depends who is seen, who has a down payment, who is the credit being used, and who is coming, money, what family money coming from sometimes. You know, it's a very important factors too. And, of course, it just usually it comes, to, you know, it's come out very good all
the
time.
Yeah, the I'm paying for it bomb gets dropped.
Yeah, so everything just comes out very good at the end. You know, this always
out,
people
yeah.
happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always
and
happy.
You gotta
happy.
Stay, you gotta. If you're looking for a house for say 700, now you gotta stay within your means. Maybe you can afford that 700. Do you sit down with them and kind of go over like what can you really afford? Because you probably came across scenarios where they purchased property A, but it could be a little difficult over a period of time paying that high mortgage and paying that high taxes. They should have a proper limit, right?
Yes, absolutely. The maximum limits, and we're trying to find the properties within that limit, not over usually, because it's exact. We don't want them to experience the hardship in 1 year or in a few months. And usually we have other options. Sometimes people, instead of buying single family, they buy a duplex, and then they can rent out the part. It will help them with mortgage, and they still have a home. And sometimes it's an option for some people, yeah, to buy a duplex.
Okay, what's the average?
What's the average couple?
You meet a couple, and they say, JT, we want to see some properties. Now, how many, Angelique, do you guys set up for that couple to go see? Do you set up maybe 2 or 5? Because it's got to get a little tiring for you guys after all driving all these places.
Well, we usually do...
3 or 4 a day.
No, five is fine. Yeah, 5 is fine. It's not about us, mostly. We can show as many as possible, you know.
It gets overwhelming
but
for the
it's
client.
Just for the clients, because they get confused after a while. So we usually send them ahead of time properties for their review. We pick some properties they really like, and we set up the tour for them, and we show it to them. If nothing we're interested, we just keep doing that. And like I said, usually maximum 5-6 properties a day, depends how many on their list. And most properties sometimes, you know, just not in there. Even they choose them, sometimes it's not exact how it looks on pictures. You know, sometimes it looks great on the picture, but floor plan doesn't.
Imagine that.
Yeah, the floor plan doesn't, you know, they don't like the floor plan or location. So, yeah, and the most important thing before we go to see houses to get loan pre-approval, that's a must have it, because otherwise it's a waste of time for them, most of them,
right.
And for us. Because we
need
to get pre-approval. And nowadays, it's still interest rate is 4.25, and a VA can get 3.5, actually. We got a loan for 3.5 interest. So it was kind of good.
I wanted to pop in real quick. All right, there's 8 minutes of airtime left, but I wanted to make sure that I popped on. This is a special show, and this show is going to be blasted out everywhere. And I wanted to give an extra special shout-out to Angelica and JP as being on their anniversary, almost a full 6 months of being members of Easy Way Access, and they are our favorite members. All right, you guys are
yay.
So amazing. You guys are so great. And I want to tell everybody that does it the Easy Way, everybody that follows us, and you know, there's so many people asking for you right now on EasyWayAccess.com, which are very influential, like-minded leaders, just like yourself. They want to meet you. So you need to come on and sign up and enjoy the fruits of your awesome labor. And we just appreciate you guys. You guys are gold members. You're platinum members. You're the CelebrityRPC.com. #CelebrityRPC. Back to you, Dad.
And you know
thank
what?
Thank you
guys,
so much.
Thank you, Eric.
I got to shout this out for JP and Angelique. You know, we go to a lot of events, and it's a Hollywood Halloween party, and this isn't your normal party for Halloween. This is a big production, red carpet, extravagant, you know, costumes. But these two people, boy, when they come dressed to the hilt. I mean, if it's a certain party, they look like the, you know, the couple. I'm trying to think of, you know, the count and the counts. Of course, you guys are. You know, you do have the titles, but the you know, the way you guys, you find the out, where do you find these outfits? I mean, you look like somebody from the 1800s or the 1600s. You got the full outfit on. Now, what was it that you had on the Halloween party, Angelique? You were dressed up. You were amazing with the dress and the little umbrella and all that kind of stuff. Were you guys supposed to be anybody in particular?
Yes, it's supposed to be, you know, from Maria Antoinette, that age.
Oh,
and I was looking for that outfit for a while. So, yeah, we should be dressed appropriately.
Right.
Yeah, and we do have all good outfits we have collected over years. JP actually ordering from
custom stuff.
Germany, custom stuff. We like good stuff, you know. We like good quality clothes and, you know.
I got you. Maria Antoinette and JP, who are you?
I don't know, just somebody from that time period. Just me.
Okay.
Me back in the day.
Now, I got a question. When you have a couple and you take them out to see a home, how do they feel when they see the celebrity real estate power couple showing them a home dressed up like you, like who, Marie
Antoinette?
Well,
we don't dress like that. The
no.
day job, we don't dress like that. We could. Maybe that'd be a new shtick. I don't know.
I think that's
no,
an idea.
No,
we look nice but boring.
Hey, come on. Let's pick up on that. You don't think people would talk? Listen, this couple took me out to see homes, and they don't mention
that might
anything
be
about
it.
The homes. But
that's a good
you
idea.
Might be onto something there.
Yeah, this is a
yeah.
good idea, actually.
You don't think they're going to share it out with people? Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I try and tone down the jewelry a bit when we do it.
Oh, that's actually good. Maybe some idea.
So
yeah.
I want you guys to hold on to that because, yeah, work's getting out on you guys. But, you know, it's not just, you know, the artistry and the way you put on your production, but the knowledge you guys have. Because behind the scenes when I talk to you guys, and I've been fooling around real estate since the 60s, and you are not only national, you're international. You know what's going on all over. And there's no such thing as a crystal ball, but you guys come pretty close. But anyway, I think it's time for a wrap, and I thank you guys again. And
thank you so much, James.
Oh, yeah, you guys are
and
great.
Eric. And Eric, Angelique. Thank you, Eric. Easy Way, we do it easy way. Please check this new upcoming movie on March 30th, Hybrid Sophilia. And
all
Eric,
right.
Everybody, Dante,
Eric's in there.
Everybody, we are there. And Quinton Aaron, famous stars in the movie. It's Hybrid Sophilia premiere on March 30th, all over Facebook. Please buy tickets. It's on sale for $15, included red carpet. These and
cool.
Meeting celebrities, yes.
Well, thank
so,
you guys again.
Thank you so much for listening
to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EG's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook,
hello?
Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers
hello?
Live. Radio
yes.
Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.